to Japan now. That's a ceremony in the city of Nagasaki, where 69 years ago today, the US dropped an atomic bomb. And the mayor of Nagasaki, Tomihisa Tau, has sparked some controversy at the ceremony. In front of the Prime Minister, Shinzo Abe, Mr. Tau said the government had reinterpreted the Japanese constitution to give the military more scope to engage an enemy.
In debates over the right to collective defense, different opinions have been raised regarding the country's principle of national security. We strongly urge that the Japanese government come face to face with these concerned people and listen to their voices.
I heard more from our Asia-Pacific editor, Michael Bristow.
It reveals a split, really, in Japanese society between those who are supporting Shinzo Abe and those who believe that they should adhere to a principle which the Japanese have adhered to ever since 1945, ever since those two atomic bombs fell on Japan, and that is the renunciation of war. What Shinzo Abe and his cabinet agreed last month was to basically give the military a greater freedom to act.
It might be called a more assertive defence policy, perhaps, but is public opinion behind Shinzo Abe?
It's split, really, because many people, as I said, want Japan to continue with its principles it's adhered to since the Second World War. But others point out that Japan has to react to that changing reality and itself has to become more assertive. It can't rely on the Americans to simply defend Japan. Japan has to do it for itself.
That was our Asia-Pacific editor, Michael Bristow. 40 years ago today, President Nixon did what no American president had ever done. He resigned. It all started with a break-in at the Democratic National Committee's headquarters at the Watergate office complex.
I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow. Vice President Ford will be sworn in as president at that hour in this office. I would say only that if some of my judgments were wrong, and some were wrong, they were made in what I believed at the time to be the best interest of the nation.